A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The mother of the sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him for something. He said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered him, "Command that these two sons of mine shall sit one at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom." Jesus said in reply, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I'm going to drink?" They said to him, "We can." He replied, "My chalice you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right, at my left, is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the ten heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just so, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord. If you remember Sunday's Gospel, it was the parable about the field that where the weeds and the wheat grew together. And Jesus explained it saying that, you know, the wheat represents people who do good things and the weeds represent people who do bad things. But sometimes that wheat and weed is not just growing outside of us. We too are like that field with some weed and some wheat. Sometimes we do the right thing, the loving thing. And sometimes we don't. Just like the apostles. First, we see two of them where, although they left everything behind, even their father, to follow Jesus, yet now, after some time, they're still thinking about power. Who's going to sit on his right and who's going to sit on his left? They want the power, they want the glory. That's the weeds that's growing in their lives. The other ten also made sacrifices to follow Jesus, but also they become jealous and indignant of those two. And that's the weeds that's growing in their lives. And unlike wheat and weeds, that's who they are, they can't change their nature, we can change the weeds in our lives to become wheat. And Jesus is telling us today that the weed killer that we need to use is service. Giving of ourselves to others. When we serve, it's not just about the service we're giving, whether it's in the giving bank or being the lector or, you know, in the choir. It's about also helping us transform the weeds into our lives to become wheat, to bear fruit for the Lord. Those gifts and talents that God blessed us with, instead using them only for our own benefit, when we give them to others, when we share them with others, we're becoming more wheat in us than the weeds. We will be producing a greater harvest for the Lord. A lot of times when we're going, you know, going through maybe a bad time or feeling down, or you have a lot of problems on your mind, the antidote for it is to give yourself in service. Because when we serve, we realize that there's other people who may be in a worse situation than we are. When we give of ourselves, we feel that we are making a difference. We're helping someone, or we're helping some project, some goal, some mission. And it helps us to kind of nourish us and gives us the strength to deal with whatever we're dealing with. Jesus said he came to serve, not to be served. And yet many times we as his disciples, we stop short of serving. We say, "Well, I'm following Jesus." A lot of people followed Jesus, but not everyone stayed his disciple. let us turn our attention to the Lord's passion for us